The Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Only 11 years have passed since Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. In the hundreds of years of American history and in hundreds of years of Western civilization before that, there had been no question in mainstream society about the fact that marriage is for one man and one woman. Now we're told that to oppose same-sex marriage is to be on the wrong side of history. My new book, called Who Killed the American Family, explains who is responsible for this dramatic change. First, we should remember that same-sex marriage did not come from a change in public opinion, but from the rulings of supremacist judges abusing their power. Massachusetts adopted gay marriage only because a majority of one on the state Supreme Court mandated it. Those judicial supremacists were inspired by Justice Anthony Kennedy of the U.S. Supreme Court, who in a previous case drew on European rather than U.S. law and overturned precedent to throw out the Texas anti-sodomy law. Kennedy struck again last year with his decision tossing out the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Kennedy and the Massachusetts supremacist judges made the ridiculous assertion that there is no rational basis for marriage to be limited to a man and a woman. They ignored centuries of practice and the results of numerous studies that show how important traditional marriage is for the well-being of the children. Knowing how at odds same-sex marriage is with our legal and cultural traditions, we should not be surprised that some homosexual activists are trying to get rid of marriage altogether. Same-sex marriage is not about granting equality of human rights. Gays are not denied any human rights. Same-sex marriage is about getting rid of the traditional values and institutions that have guided the Western world, including America.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are going to be taking calls in our third hour at 800-313-9443. So get your pen and paper out or your notepad on your computer and jot down some of those questions or comments. Remember that this following week or this next week I will be starting my program on Saturday on January 10th. And the time will be from 3 to 6 p.m. I hope that you will join me there. Our guest today, always a pleasure to have Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And we are talking about Common Core and other criminal activities that are inspired by the criminal class in our society who seem to be taking over so many sections of our society and making a lot of money. They see us as vehicles for profit.
I would agree with you. That's pretty well, pretty much a good assessment. One of the things back to Sworsky's article, she says one of the supporters of Common Core was the Aspen Institute out of Colorado.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, one of the people of the Aspen Institute, one of the leaders is Bill Joy. Bill Joy came from Sun Microsystems. Okay? Sun Microsystems was basically bought out by Oracle, owned by Larry Ellison, and his co-CEO, Sahari Katz, okay, who's a dual American-Israeli citizen. They were also cited for fraud with the state of California going back 10 years ago, where they basically sold Oracle licenses for their software products to 400,000 users when there was only 200,000 users in the entire state of California. The result of that was the chief information officer of the state of California was fired, done by the auditor. The entire information technology department for the state of California was shut down for a month, okay? And Oracle got to do the same thing again about 2 years ago. They were incited for fraud with the federal government, okay? And they were disbarred by the government accounting office, GAO, for a period of time. And the reward for that is we saw that Larry Ellison bought himself the entire island of Kauai. And to boot, you know, basically he did quite well for himself. He not only bought the island, he bought the airline system from that island going to the Air Hawaii or Hawaiian Air, whatever they call it. He bought the airline system, okay? So that's how these guys benefited from that as an example.
I didn't see that in the newspaper. I guess I just must have missed that article about that.
Right.
Of course, I don't read the newspaper, but I'm sure that somebody would have mentioned it on TV. Of course, I don't watch TV that much. But I'm sure that somebody would have mentioned it. Somebody should have heard about this. I guess they're too busy talking about the Kardashians and and who's sleeping with who, and who's getting arrested for child sex acts and all that kind of thing.
Right. And Mr. Larry Ellison's one of the top five wealthiest people in the United States. You know, Facebook's up there. Sheldon Adelson was up there until he lost $10 billion in the last year.
Hmm.
Okay. So, again, you know, just like, how would you say it? He lost most of this. Basically, he said it was attributed to more intense regulations on his casino in Macau over in near Hong Kong.
Oh.
Yeah, the poor baby.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough break. How are they going to feed their families and keep their houses with such terrible things like that? Ah, you got to feel sorry for those people.
I think, you know, it couldn't happen to a nicer person. Okay?
Exactly.
Right. Same thing happened to Edgar Braffman Jr. with that whole incident with Vivendi there. He ended up being convicted as a felon with Methamer, and he lost $4 or $5 billion on that deal. You know, that's the way these guys need to be dealt with.
Change.
Right. And the other one they mentioned was McKinsey. Okay? This is where Dave Coleman came from. The illustrious consulting firm, okay, flooded with Indian labor, okay, run by Rajat Gupta, who set up the U.S. India Political Action Committee, India PAC, and set up the U.S. Indian Business Association.
They had a lot to do with establishing the Common Core Standard, didn't they?
Yes, they did. David Coleman.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you saw, for instance, an old movie, You Have Mail, and they were basically touting American Online, how to do instant messaging. And in there in the movie, you will see that they were touting people wearing T-shirts with Meyer Lansky, touting how well they did. And the movie was by MGM, okay, which owns American Online, Time Incorporated.
Wow.
So, I mean, McKinsey also was directly, Rajat Gupta was the one who took the Clintons on two junkets to basically show how great the Indian labor was to come over here and flood the American market. Right now, there's 150 million people that work in the United States. 25 million are foreign labor, weren't born in this country. You got roughly over 40 million people who are basically living below poverty. We can't train our people, but we can train a foreign country, which is a communist country, that is basically was up against us in the Cold War, is working right now with Russia to build cruise missiles that are used against us. Okay? So, you know, but they're our ally, our greatest friend out there to help us balance out the world politics of the politics of the world. And recently I ran into him with a little company, what was the name of the little company? I think it was called Comcast. And they set up a system where they wanted all the American professional labor to work through this Indian job shop called Randstad, little company worth about $20 billion, does business in Europe mostly, is coming to America. And you look at the ownership of the guy and their lawyer. I had to look up his name, but basically their lawyer counsel came from Duane and Morris, and his expertise was antitrust law. And when you basically tell a company, we set up an exclusive contract with another company, and if you want to work for us, you got to work through that company as a subcontractor. It's called a violation of the antitrust laws, what they call the Sherman Act and the Clayton-Riley Act. Exclusive ties in dealing and steering competition. So that's why they need a lawyer from a Likud-based firm that was basically used to set up Netanyahu into power to make sure that even though they know they're breaking the law, they want to make sure that their butts are covered.
Sure. And, of course, if you own Congress, all of that stuff is going to get passed, and nobody's going to bring up the Sherman antitrust law. Nobody's going to bring up any objections at all to any of this because Congress is owned, well, they're bought and paid for.
Right. And at the same time, they're looking at merging into the company American Online, which is owned by Tom Warder, which is a friend for the Braffman crime family. Okay? No coincidence. Just things happen that way. What can you say?
Sure.
Yeah. So they give me an offer I could refuse. Yeah. And says, I don't need to work with these guys. If you need to work with them, then you work with them. They don't represent what I do or in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
Okay. So, I mean, that's some of the stuff. You know, basically, being in this high technology field, I see it all the time. You know, if you run a small business, you will see the infiltration of organized crime, especially from what you call hardcore Zionists, is all over the place, and you just got to take them to task.
Somebody in the chat room asked a question. Didn't Sun Microsystems make Java? Program. Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break, and yes, they did make Java, as Art just said. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Back. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is No Place for Corruption. And we were talking about Java, the program, and so which initiated some rhetoric in the chat room about ways of actually using the computer without allowing whomever to eavesdrop on all of your, whatever you're saying.
Right. There was security leaks identified with Java that basically would allow unauthorized access to your computer, or also actually turn it in what they call zombie which means, you know, someone remotely has control of your computer's activities and transmit information out, or actually use it as a proxy to falsely create identity, a false identity, like they're talking from your PC to somebody else sending out emails and all that kind of good stuff. Yes, there was leaks with Java. And given the ownership of Oracle, which now controls Java, it does create some interest there. Areas of concern.
Yeah, it's hard to know what to use, because I think that probably all of those companies are controlled by people who are, well, wanting your information. And then we have all the people who readily post every private thing on the internet without anybody asking them to do so in their Facebook, which is amazing to me.
Right, which you might as well be talking to the Mossad in Tel Aviv.
Exactly.
Right.
That is amazing to me that that they would post all this stuff. It's,
well, the same thing's true about Microsoft, okay?
Sure. Microsoft, absolutely. When you consider Bill Gates, and of course, they have a backdoor in that. That's how he got the monopoly to begin with. He made a deal with Congress that he could have a monopoly if he would devote some of his money to some other objectives, some other programs, such as the worldwide vaccine depopulation vaccine program. So they allowed him to have a monopoly. And that was the deal he made, and he's done quite well. And it's I guess that's just progress, right?
Yes, it's progress for Asia. We're right. Creating ghettos in America and high tech centers in Asia.
Yes,
and
death in Africa and
right.
In other third world countries with all of those wonderful vaccines.
Right.
Terrific.
Well, believe it or not, actually, when I was going to college, was a school bus driver for Dr. Hilleman's kids, who convented the Merck's Type A.
Yeah, they're former vice president for Merck.
Right. Well, he had a terrible reputation to work with. After he created the first two flu vaccines, on each case he made $5 or $10 for the patent. He got to do his presentation in Switzerland, and that's about all he did. Plus, they gave him $1 million lab to work in. But at the end of 10 years, they fired him. They let him go. Okay. One of the things he commented on was that when he invented the vaccines, the amount of preservatives that they had in there, like mercury,
mm-hmm.
To what they made in mass production, they increased the amount of preservatives by a factor of 90. Okay, so you're talking about a 9,000% increase in the preservative material inside the vaccines to make them more profitable for the big pharmaceutical company. I had a relative work for Merck when I was younger, and during, the mid-60s, Merck was selling diet pills to Mexico. It was selling a volume of diet pills to Mexico that was 5 to 6 times greater than the legal consumption of diet pills in the entire United States. So they must have had a lot of starving Mexicans that needed to basically go on a diet.
Wow.
Okay. No consequence to the Merck for that.
Oh, no consequences for anything. They don't suffer any consequences because, of course, the pharmaceutical industry has owned the FDA since the 1980s.
It goes back further. It goes back when they invented the, what they call that, the penicillin vaccine back during World War II.
Sure, with the peanut oil in it and whatnot. Oh yeah, there was a lot of nonsense going on at the FDA long before the 80s, but during the Reagan administration, it became even more privatized. As we're talking about the privatization of prisons, the privatization of the school system, the privatization of the airwaves, everything's privatized.
Yeah, well, Reagan was basically put in power by the mob through,
sure.
There's a book called Dark Victory, Mandela pointed out, and basically he rose to power through the Brafman crime family, through MCA records. And going back to Merck, I cited to John McCain years ago about this uncontrolled H-1B visa issue, And his response is, the reason I did it is because they did a report called, the Hudson Institute report called Workforce 2000, that showed the severe need for immigration labor. Okay? Well, the two authors of the Hudson Institute report, one was Jack Welch of General Electric, two was Raymond Gilmartin of Merck Sharp & Dohme.
And so, remember who General Electric hired as their spokesperson for a long time was Ronald Reagan.
And if you remember back in the, this is like on a History Channel and research, you can find it, that after Edison, the founder of General Electric, lost the contract to build the power plant for Niagara Falls to Tesla, his company was taken over by J.P. Morgan, the yep. direct proxy for the Rothschild banking interests.
Yep.
So every time you do business with General Electric, you're doing business with the Rothschilds. Okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they managed to take over all of the energy, the whole energy apparatus early on in the 1800s. They decided that the best way of doing this is to take over energy and to take over something that should have been free and to put a meter on everybody's house and charge them for something that was basically free.
Right. Getting the smart meters, I protested our local power company called Exelon, trying to put a smart meter on my property. And I cited to the Public Utilities Commission that the Exelon PICO said how safe the meter was. And I said, well, you had two meters that you did a thorough analysis on. Here's the first meter. Forget what it was. It began with a serve or something. And I says, it's burned up houses. And he says, oh, we don't use that anymore. He says, we use the gyro meter. And I said, that's nice. And he said, we'll be there to do it next week. And I said, well, here's the report. You're saying how safe this is from your internal report. And here's a house, apartment complex that burned down 10 miles away from me that the fire chief itself says the cause of the fire was the defective meter that you want to install on my property. So I sent that to the Public Utilities Commission, haven't heard of people on them.
Wow.
All right, so... You know, that would mean if they admit to what I said, then that means they got to, you know, retrofit 1.6 million meters. It means their evaluation is defective. You know, so it creates some really interesting issues for them. So they got them tied up in knots for a while.
Sure. And I think that we do need to fight where we can fight. There are some things that we cannot control, but there are other things that we can control, and we need to accept the responsibility for doing that.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I did. I mean, Ashley sent me notice they're going to cancel my service and all that, and I said, okay. So I talked to the PUC, and they were very sympathetic, and I said, you're head of your PUC. The Lieutenant Governor Qualley, who came from Bucks County, and I says, the real reason what this is going on is he's probably getting, you know, a piece of the action. I figure $1 a meter times 1.6 million per year, it's a nice little contract, plus he's getting out, losing political power this year. He's voted out of office. That was the rush to have it done by the end of the year. Also, he tried to privatize the Philadelphia Gas Works, and he lost that deal too.
Wow.
Right.
Well, Pennsylvania is such an honest state. All the politicians there, Tom Ridge, all those guys, they were just great, right? All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at USA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. We will be taking your phone calls with questions and comments in the third hour. On your website, if you scroll down, you have Operation Underworld. You have Murder, Inc. is the legacy of the OSS, which then became the CIA. Now, I've done a lot of research on the OSS and some of their awful, awful things that they were involved with. You have some things about Operation Zapata and the murders of JFK, RFK, MLK, the Bay of Pigs affair, the assassination of James Forrestal. You have a lot of very, very, very interesting links and information on the website. In addition to, of course, the information that you've already presented about CORE, if people could spend, a month or two just going through the links that you have on your website. You've obviously spent a lot of time, a lot of effort in putting these things up. We were talking about President Reagan. I hate to even preface anybody's name with the word president. About Ronald Reagan's links to the Bronfman Lansky Syndicate and the MCA records. we often think, well, it just got really, really bad in the last 20 years, or the United States just became evil at some point, that some arbitrary point in history, when in fact, I mean, if you really look at things, it's been pretty evil from, well, from the beginning, I suppose.
Right. What I show is from the St. Valentine's Massacre going forward. Okay.
Right. I think you have to pick a point in time. I picked the Civil War forward.
Right.
But I think you have to pick a point in time. Otherwise, you'd go, it would be just too overwhelming. So.
Right. Now, the one thing, going back to Common Core, wanted to mention was, and it fits in where everything we're talking about there, is K-12.com. Okay?
Right.
Now, going back to the Reagan era, 1982 Tax Reform Act, he allowed junk bond financing to be used for mergers and acquisitions. So what that meant is, with that tax act, that someone could basically use junk bonds to take over another business and then basically take their assets, in particular the pensions of the employees, to pay off the junk bond financing. All right? One example of that was the merger of RCA, okay, with, I guess it was General Electric at that point. I was actually working on Wall Street that day, up in the winter of 1987. So I'm out to lunch, and these guys are talking in the booth next to me. And the guy says, "I can't believe where that money came from." "What do you mean? It came up from Switzerland for the merger." "Yes, but it was wired directly from Colombia through Pablo Escobar's drug cartels to Switzerland for the merger. And then they said, "Well, I'll see you back at Kid Peabody tonight. Have a good day." You know, one guy left early for lunch. 4 hours later, news media says RCA is merged in with General Electric. Okay? And it was done by Kidder Peabody. A week later, Kidder Peabody becomes GE Capital. Okay? The financier, the junk bond trader who put the deal together, became the head of GE Capital, and all the other executives of Kidder Peabody were given golden parachutes to leave. Okay? Certainly indicates to me that Jack Welch of General Electric's Rothschild Bankers knew exactly what he was doing, and he knew exactly that he was dealing with organized crime to basically get that merger through. What do you think?
Wow. Wow. There's so many things that I kind of specialize in certain things.
Right.
And I don't have as great of an understanding of bonds and those financial documents.
Okay.
But
now,
it's pretty elementary. My understanding is pretty elementary.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
Right.
And it's...
Now, there was another firm, the one that made the most money out of the junk bond financing through the 82 Tax Reform Act. It was a little company called Drexel Burnham Lambert, okay, which is directly owned by the Rothschilds. And their top bond trader was this guy named Michael Milliken.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who was a convicted felon in the Ivan Bosky scandal for the bond trading. Okay.
Right.
And he got to keep, between $3 to $5 billion of his ill-gotten goods, and got to do time in, one of those luxury prisons.
Right.
Right.
Where they have a suite and all that stuff. And...
Right. And then you look at 9/11, and you look at Enron as a trigger for 9/11, and you look at who got prosecuted for Enron. Okay? Ken Lay got prosecuted. Jeff Skilling of McKinsey, again, got prosecuted.
Sure.
But Michael Milliken and Ken Lay went to Arnold Schwarzenegger and says, if you become governor of California, will you drop the lawsuit that Lieutenant Governor Bustamante has against us for our fraud of defrauding the state of California? They're trying to go after us for $9 billion. Will you drop that little lawsuit if we get you elected as governor? Okay? And he did.
Right.
They dropped it. Okay?
And, of course, he has quite a reputation to begin with. And
right.
Certainly they had some blackmail information or some... Well, they had some information on his background that they could certainly hold over his head that would encourage him to do exactly what they wanted him to do, correct?
Right. And all the information to prosecute Enron was sitting in Building 7. And for some reason, Michael Milliken never got prosecuted. Now, here's a convicted felon involved with financial fraud the second time, and they probably locked him up and thrown away the key. But somehow, doesn't get prosecuted at all.
Sure. Okay. And what happened to Ken Lay and Skilling?
They Skilling? Both got prosecuted quite well.
Sure.
Okay. So then what happens is, afterwards, he sets up K-12.com, okay, which is a charter school, okay, with... he also, you know, basically, his front man was the head of, Bill Benton, I believe it was, of the, used to be the head of the Department of Education for the U.S., okay, who also was a compulsive gambler. And he said after working to, set up K-12.com, all his debts went away. Now, what did Milliken do with all the money that he made from when he initially got into all this fraud? His biggest investment was to Stephen Wynn, the big casino operator. Okay, and he was financed by none other than Michael Milliken and his junk bond financing. Okay, so that money went to finance a casino. And the interesting thing is they're all part of the Likud party. Milliken, Stephen Wynn, Sheldon Adelson. Okay, wow. And Adelson had expertise in controlled demolition. He took down the two Sands casinos, the one in Atlantic City, the one in the Vegas. You know. They came down just like a charm, and you listen to it coming down, it sounds almost exactly the way World Trade Center built, you know, World Trade Center came down. In a controlled demolition.
I don't think, I disagree with you on that.
Okay. All right, well, all right.
Okay.
What's your, okay.
We have, although we said we were going to take calls in the third hour, we do have a caller. Why don't we go ahead and take him?
Okay.
All right. Steve in California, because he might have some information about, well, the governor. Steve, California, line one.
Yeah, I actually have a question. It sounds like your guest speaker there is very knowledgeable, and I just want to throw something by him and see if he had an answer. Maybe you even have an answer for it. But when you're talking about the Sherman Antitrust Act, you know, I look at Dick Cheney's Halliburton. You know, getting that contract in Iraq and Afghanistan to be a clear violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act.
Oh, yeah.
But has there been any, has there ever been a lawsuit filed against the government for this, this special interest? Has there ever been one filed?
It hasn't been filed for decades. The only one I can think of was in the food industry where the, Amish were basically being persecuted by the big food chains, and they won. For the past 40 years, I don't think anybody's prosecuted this, and you better have at least a $10 million war chest if you have any chance of thinking you're going to win something like this.
Wow.
Okay? The other way is, if you know a lawyer who wants to start a class action suit, I think he could make himself quite wealthy because there is... ongoing activity in violation of the Clayton, what they call the Sherman Act, Clayton Riley Act, exclusive ties and stealing. It happens all the time, basically.
Right.
You know, but it hasn't been taken to court because it's too expensive to win.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art in Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And somebody wants to know how they may get in contact with you.
They could simply just go to noplaceforcorruption.com in the blog section, just type in the information, and I'll follow up with you.
Great. All right. Okay. Super, super. Okay. I was just looking at the board of directors for K12.com, and I do not see Michael Milken listed. And somebody else mentioned in the chat room that he was indicted in 1989 by a federal grand jury and eventually spent 2 years in prison. Which is a pittance for all of the crime and the suffering he has caused, wouldn't you say?
Yes. He was definitely, this is what, when I heard Eric Cantor say that we're going to have a charter school in every school district in the United States. When I was looking yesterday, I was wondering why he was saying that in Philadelphia, which is overrun by K12.com, and why he was doing it there with Congressman Pat Meehan, who's tied in with the Bucks County Republican Party corruption.
Okay. And Bucks County, we know from your previous visits on the program, is just full of corruption.
Right. So if you just look at the Philadelphia School Reform Commission as an example, you will see that it comes up as a web link to K12.com. Okay? If you look at K12.com and type in Michael Milliken, I think you will see a lot of information come up real quick about his involvement with it. All right?
Okay. And that's M-I-L-K-E-N.
Right.
Michael.
All right. Righty.
And if you look at the board of, I'm going to just post this in the chat room so you can see their board of directors. And also, somebody else made a comment in the chat room that Boy Toy, they didn't say Boy Toy, I'm just adding that. Arnold was also visited by Buffett, Warren Buffett, and Rothschild shortly after taking office. And the chatter says, I wonder what they talked about.
Right. How to make the Rothschilds rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what gets interesting, my research with the current governor, Jerry Brown, and you go back to the history of organized crime with Mickey Cohen in Hollywood, Mickey says he basically paid off Governor Jerry Brown's father. Okay? Now, given the fact that he's governor, okay, with that kind of nepotism,
yeah,
and the fact they just signed put it into law to allow illegal immigrants to get licenses in the state of California, makes it real interesting to see what's going on.
Indeed. The Brown family is the same as the Bush family. Brown's father's, I can't remember his first name.
He was the district attorney for Los Angeles before he became governor. I'd have to look on my website to see his first name there.
Yeah, I just can't remember. The Brown family's been around in California for a long, long time. And, there's a reason why. It's because when you see these generations of the same family, take, for instance, the Bush family, and recently I noticed that they're trying to push Jeb Bush as a possible presidential candidate. And you think, gosh, have we not had enough of that family? And of course, the Clinton. Have we not had enough of these crime families? Doesn't anybody get it? Can't anybody see that these are crime families? And it's just amazing to me that somebody would even suggest having another Bush or another Clinton. Don't people realize what is going on? That this is not okay to have generations of the same family? I mean, look at the Roosevelt family. I mean, this is not something new,
right?
But has been going on for quite some time.
And the one thing I didn't mention, but it's so obvious with the Clinton family, is the Dixie Mafia. Okay, look at the Walton family, Walmart. That's basically who, how they rose to power. And if you look at the wealthiest people in the world, the combined family fortune of the Walmart, heirs is like almost $70 billion in of itself. They're worth as much as the lower 30% of the entire world population.
Wow.
Okay, so somebody in a previous show mentioned this as well. Why don't you look at the Clintons' power broker, Mr. Sabin, of Hollywood? And I said, all right, well, he gave him a couple $1 million. But this is, the real power brokers are the Brothmans and the Dixie Mafia through the Walmart. That's how I see it.
Indeed, indeed. Well, two people, we have the most wonderful listeners. One of my favorite people and a guest on the program on a fairly frequent basis, Mark, R. Elsis, Skype him and he says, Pat Brown, and Lark in Texas also provided the information, Pat Brown. We just... All we have to do is say, hey, I can't remember, and somebody always lets us know the things that we can't remember. So, and somebody else said Edmund. Who's Edmund Brown? That sounds familiar. Edmund Brown. Maybe it was Pat Edmund Brown?
Right.
Yeah, Pat Brown is the name that does ring a bell.
Okay.
But thanks, Mark and Lark. Ah! Okay. Indeed. Alrighty. Remember, we are going to be taking calls in our next hour, and we're just, we've got 3 minutes in this hour.
Well, I could talk, you know, just start to talk on how the Philadelphia school system is the experiment for destroying public school in the entire country. This is one of the...
Okay. Do that, yes.
Okay.
Basically, always start these things in one area and then spread out to the entire country.
All right. So basically what happened is the school of Philadelphia was bankrupt, was short $20 million. They were taken over by the state by Mark Swaker. Mark Swaker basically set up the School Reform Commission, which is K12.com, Mr. Rothschild, Milliken, okay? And basically said, we'll solve the problem of the school having a $20 million debt. All right, so right now the current situation is they have a $670 million debt, okay? $640 million per year is spent for the charter schools, which only educate one-third of the students. So the other two-thirds are basically, you know, eating crow as a result of what Mark Swaker did. When he did that, he basically set his power broker, Jim Nevels, to set up the School Reform Commission, head it up, and he awarded the contracts to Edison Schools, which had a terrible track record in 40 school districts before it came to Philadelphia. Subsequently, Jim Nevels left, and he now is the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. Okay? You go figure. Okay? Between the time he left the school district, he was a leader at the Harris Casino in southeastern Pennsylvania, and he ran the Tasty Cake Baking Company and ran that into the point where it became bankrupt and was taken over by another baking company in down in Georgia. And also Swaker left after being governor and became the head of the Chamber of Commerce, basically supported outsourcing all the jobs in this area, and then worked for a private company, also PWRT, to do the same thing, outsource all the American jobs there, replace it with American labor. So who said crime doesn't pay? You know, it pays pretty well back here.
Exactly. All righty. Another note from Mark. He said Edmund is actually Jerry Brown. So Edmund, well, Jerry sounds better. I don't know. It's the same person, the same evil monster, right? Whether it's Edmund or Jerry. Or
right. Well, the question would be, since Jerry Brown's father was claimed by Mickey Cohen to be on the take, who replaced Mickey Cohen, who would be influencing what Jerry Brown's doing? And
sure.
I would assume that could be most likely the Brofmans. You know, Edgar Brofman died, but there's a whole organization out there of them. You know,
sure.
Most likely Edgar Brofman Jr., I would guess. I haven't looked at that.
Yeah. They just keep perpetuating themselves, and they live for such a long time.
Generations.
Yes.
Right.
All righty. We're at the top of our hour. We will be taking your calls in the next hour, so stay tuned. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.